night, if I recall correctly, or two nights ago, we did the Simon Tesvav and Tezayin, but we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah yet. Okay, so we see the Mishnah Berurah, cut an iron hay. So the guy brought these chalilin to use them for the they would use them in their hesped, in the hesped. So Myri Shahavi and Mikhusitkum become Hoyderam. So there was Shanas Isatara. Here we're dealing with that there was an Isatara involved of Hitsaw. So then we say that you can't use it for any, nobody could use it until Motzei Shabbos, because they should be Mokum Korov. Because if it had not been a deraisa, then we said we would allow it. The only this is the rabbanan tchumen. It would be mutter lacherim motzi shabbos without b'chleshias. So you bring it mimakom karev mikhusetchum han mikhusetchum. Something which is done in a very public way, so that it's also not just like by the kever, it's not just also motzi shabbos, but it's also elamis. So if this was done in a way which is very public, it would have the same din as a raisa and public. Now, if you don't know that from where it came from, if you know where it came from, so then you should be mamtim motzi shabbos the time it takes to come from that place. Even though there's other ones available near closer in, but since it came from that place, you have to be you're totally in this action which was done, which came from that place. And then the Mechaber said, but if it brought their kamerlis, the mutarim la'erav miyad. So in the case of the Torchatchum, I skipped the line. Kach Torchatchum, l'chein mutter k'shavim der kamerlis, feel loyal erev miyad. If the Torchatchum and they were done the rabbanon, so it's mutter even for that person erev miyad. V'hoy mechusetchum, feel der kamerlis. If they're included to him, they're also a relationship with you. So he would be also a relationship with you. V'lacherim is miyad. K'mor shesosam, k'mor mesim in tov kuf tezvav sifhei. It's better. Not much here. V'at al karmel is yesh gam kein isad rabbanon k'mor al tchumen. So what's the difference? The karmel is in tchumen are both rabbanons. So we're more makel because this is not as significant of an accomplishment. So they were more makel in that respect. Give me a second. I was supposed to call the conference call number. Okay, fine. Sifkat and pay on Sif, which corresponds to Sif Tezayin. If it was Safak, whether it came in Chutzal Tchum or not, where Chashish that came in Chutzal Tchum, Gam can marry Shaychi, Hani Tanoim, Shinis Kuba Sif Tess, Chashin Shema, Alkain Sorak, Gam can lahamta, they should view me Chutzal Tchum. So even in the case of Safak, you have to be Machmer that maybe came in Chutzal Tchum. So the Sharatzim points out what the Chiddush over here is, that even though normally by Sofak Mechus Tzchum were Mekel, Ap Sofak Mechus Tzchum Ba'alma Shaloi B'meis, not in the case of a meis. Kesav L'Nelba Siptes, they skim off right into Mitzvah Shabbos Mutter Miyad, Hoch, B'meis, Chomer Tvei, But by mace, we're more machmer, else the covenant of the mace, it's not to use something which was done inappropriate. So we're more machmer by mace, and we're machmer not to use it. Okay. Simen shin chav vav. Dinei rechitza b'shabbos. Also, lirchay is called gufay. I feel like ever ve'ever levad. A person cannot wash his whole body, even if he does it one ever at a time. I feel b'mayim shochmul me'erev Shabbos, even though the water was heated erev Shabbos. So Chazal asked this because there was people who were washing with water which was heated on Shabbos and claiming it was heated from Arab Shabbos. They said, well, you can't wash anyway, even with water was heated from before Shabbos, so that whole Yetzer Hara was removed to falsify and claim that it was done from before Shabbos. Benim heim bekli, benim heim bekarka. There's no difference whether it's in the ground, you have a big bath, whether it's inside of a big basin, it doesn't make a difference. If you're lishrach amayim al kufay lishtatev osur. So rechitza meant that a person would immerse himself in, would sit in the bath, and similarly the same issue applies to like a shower, pouring the water over his body. So there's no difference. What is mutter? But mutter lirchitz ben panam yad barago. So water which was heated from before Shabbos, you can use to wash your face, hands, and feet. Zatun rama oishari vorim kol shenu rechitz kol gufay. Or as long as what he's washing is the minority of the body, so be it any one of the avorim, as long as it's not the equivalent of kol gufay, which is right where the gufay has did the kol gufay. So he's washing anything less than roiv, he can wash any other aver as well. Since the main concern of Chazal was that they were heating water because they wanted to really wash their whole body, so by making that usur, the Yetzer Hara for that was taken care of, and then we left it back in the Ikara Din. These type of things, to wash Panav Yeragla, but water was heated before Shabbos, since the hate. Okay. V'hani mili b'chame ha'ur, this is talking about that it was heated by fire, so there's this concern. But alba b'chame t'raya, water which is heated from it comes out of the ground as hot springs. Midina the Gemara, the person's allowed to wash his whole body. But suddenly, if a person would want to use water which has not been heated at all, so that's also going to be mutter to wash your whole body. We'll see that there's a minig rishonim about this, which the Magen Rome quotes. But Midina the Gemara, this is mutter. What?
Even, it's not
chametz
anymore. It's a stupid question.
What is chametz tveria? Dafka bekarka bekli loyd also the chluvei bechamihur. The head of chametz tveria is going to the hot spring itself. So that's mutter. But taking the water out of the hot spring and putting it into a kli, so people don't know whether this is chametz or chametz tveria anymore. They don't know where it came from. So that would be confusing, and therefore they asked that as well. Okay, let's just do sifbeis also. Yesharim to hold the shor bechami tiberia dafka kishena malkam makara. A malkam makara is osur mishum to osur l'day zeyav osur. There's a separate gezer of Chazal. Chazal asked taking a sauna. So once you take the chami tiberia, you put a building over it. So it creates the warm atmosphere which would be necessary for a sauna. So the Isra of Zeya, they asked, no, they did not differentiate, because you never go into the water. So all water, whether the source is Chamei or Chamei Ho'ur, whether it's Chamei Tiberi or Chamei Ho'ur, that's not distinct to people. So they asked all Zeya. So even if I'm going to actually be tibble, I'm going to actually dip myself into the water, I'm going to be roichets, but I'm doing it in an area where there's zeya, it goes under this term zeya and it's aser. But there's a Yesharman that the Isra Zayah does not apply to Chamei Tiberia, it only applies to Chamei Hu'or. Therefore, the next step being.
What do you mean if you do it in an area where there's a.
That once they the way of Zayas, and there's obviously even the brachitza is mutter, even though the area is enclosed. What's your question, see? When you take hot, very hot, something which has a lot of hot water, and you do it in an enclosed area, the air becomes saturated. And that's what Zayah is. Zayah is, it causes you to sweat because the area is warm and it's saturated with water, so it causes you to be mazia. Okay. Zog the Mishabura. Sivkat Nalef. Also, Lirkaitz, Chazal Asad Rechitza. There, Shemir Boy, Al Yadezel, Lahachim Bashabbos. Because the concern was they would heat the water on Shabbos. So they asked it called Gufoy. Who didn't rive Gufoy, the Ruba Kakulai. Called Gufoy doesn't mean the whole body. It means as long as it's rive, it's considered the whole body. Even each, he does it one Aver at a time. Levat. And obviously, if he does the whole body together, that's a problem. I'm not sure why the Mishra had to point it out. Phil Dishbeich, and that not only is it also to be Reichitz, which historically that meant the person would put himself into the water, but rather they're pouring the water over him, which would be the equivalent of a shower. So it's water which is heated before Shabbos, and it's not the normal rechitza. So they still asked it. Fill him bekarka, which when it's bekarka, you can't really heat it. So the ikar chashash is water in a kli. We asked karka up to a kli. So here I'm taking the water from the karka and pouring it over me. So really, I can't really. The gzera is like very, very fight, because I lost it. Even so.
Or very far away.
It's a very many steps of it away from the real chashash. Because I'll ask it all of it.
What?
They asked Shvicha, even though that's not the normal way of doing rechitza. They asked her, even though it's heated before Shabbos. They asked it even though it was in Karka, and it's really impossible to heat it easily. So the concern that a person will go on Shabbos and heat the water in the Karka and do Rechitza, which it might come to heat water, like this is like a few steps removed, and they still asked it. Behem. But he could use it for putting it over Raglov. Had a Mecham Shechem Be'er Shabbos, so Mecham Shechem Be'er Shabbos also I feel like Yodav Levad. But this is all talking about water which is heated from before Shabbos. Water which is heated on Shabbos, even if it's going to be heated in an oven of heter, but you can't not use it for rechitza. We'll see later on that mixing water which is heated from before Shabbos with water which is cold water on Shabbos is not called heating it, and that's mutter. But if a person would heat water on Shabbos in a way which is mutter, you can't use it for rechitza. All because of this chashash that people would make all these false claims, and really they were doing it b'isur. Ramai added, Oshar Yavorim, it's not lav dafka putting it a baraglo, it could be any one of the Yavorim. And therefore, Avisha Shalaveshes Levonim, woman who's starting her 7 clean days, and she's changing into white clothing, which means she's starting her 7 clean days. So she has to do a bedika. She has to clean herself before she does the bedika. B'Shabbos, B'yomtiv. So she can wash the areas which have become dirtied with the dam of the nidah. B'cham and shukman b'yarb Shabbos b'yomtiv. Water which is heated before Shabbos or yomtiv. So the Isra Rechitza is not there. I should worry about other issues of Schita. Rasha Tizar Lirchitz Piyadayim, a little bag of Kadesh, a little top of the day. Schita. She can't wet a towel or something like that, and use that to wash herself, because that's going to be a schita issue. So she can use the water, use her hands to put the water there. That they do not switch into Levonim on Shabbos because of this chashash of rechitza, but malkam shein minig yidua yesh lahatur. Mimikra, then it's mutter, so therefore, unless there's a known minig otherwise, it's mutter. So this is all talking about where there's something which is heated by fire. So going into the mikveh is rechitza. You're immersing yourself into water, in the character. Even though it's heated before Shabbos, you're going into it. So there's no heter to use to do that. So the water should be lukewarm. It should not be hot. So this is a temperature people would normally not wash in. It's cool. It's cool to the point that people would not feel it warm, that they want to use it, wash in it. So it has a halachic status of synonym, and you can be terrible in it. Remember, Karmen Nesama, Perak, Mimim Malikin, Simach Abayz, Chubas Nana Behud, Mandura, Tinyana, Simach Abdalit, that the Karmen Nesama argues that Tevila doesn't go into the Gzera Rechitza. Chazal dealt with Tevila as a separate action different than Rechitza. So just being terrible doesn't go under the rubric of Rechitza and doesn't have the Isser. Sharatzian in Sivkot and Hay. Rami Shavli, the commandment of Sivdal, bin Shabur, Sharatzian Shom. Mizarchi and Ksas, the Kabok of Yeshizmuk, by Sidchak al Kerman Asanul. So in the case of necessity, you can be on the carbon asanal that tefillah is a separate din. It's not called rechitza, and they didn't answer it. So let's say, for argument's sake, that the mikveh was not; it was made warm. So that it has a din of chamin. So carbon asanal is still mutter anyway. They didn't answer it. The Chayyarim is saying that they answered it. So but if you have another option, you would be saying on the opinion of the Karmen Asana, let the person be tevil. Mishabur is going to say later on, but in that situation, a person, Mishabur later on, maybe something is Mishabur, that a person should really not be shoya in the mikvah. He should just go in and out as quickly, quickly as possible. Because everything which is above and beyond the need of the tefillah doesn't have the Kermit Sandals heter, and you're back to you're doing rechitza.
So if you have been hugged to do multiple tefillahs,
whatever, I think the assumption is whatever you're doing, if that comes to your standard way of always doing it, it's also mutter. But the people sit in the mikveh and enjoy themselves, the nice warm mikveh, not on Shabbos.
Mikvahs generally are heated, I think. Typically,
yeah, I would say, but we'll deal with it later on. The Mishnah talks about tefillah for men. Tefillah for women, in general, they don't make them too hot. They make them a little bit.
Oh, in general,
right? There's a shita's Rashi. Rashi holds that you can't. The tefillah in Mayim Chamin is possible. So they don't want to make it too hot because you don't want to get worried. In general, the temperature of a person's the person's skin is about somewhere in the 70s. So if the water is warmer than 70s, it feels like lukewarm to the touch. And when it's more than the actual internal body temperature, it starts feeling hotter. So So you put a mikveh at 95, it's not cold, but it doesn't really feel cold, it doesn't really feel warm, or doesn't feel significantly warm. Okay. It's not allowed to have chametzeri. Means any hot springs. So we're saying over here that there's no iser rechitza on chametzeri or hot springs. Okay. So we have this new problem like this, that the reason why Chazal allowed, we have a concern of refuah, that if we're doing these type of, sometimes these hot springs, because of their smells, etc., people only go there because there's a refuah element to it. So it looks like you're getting involved in refuah on Shabbos, and refuah on Shabbos is Chazal Aser. So that's the Magen Rambam's Ha'ara. Mishnah Berura will talk about that. So the Mechaber said, "Tzenonim, what's the right to come up with Mishnah Berura Sukkot Chafal Shenogu Shalirchetz Benor?" But even though we're saying cold water is mutter, but there is minhagim from Rishonim not to be roichitz. We'll see what is mutter, what's aser, but at least in a river, for sure the minhag was not to be roichitz. There's four reasons given in the Rishonim for this minhag of Rishonim, and some of them would apply even not in rivers. So, but it sounds like that a cold shower. So, since it's cold, it doesn't go to gzeiros rechitza. And since it's a shower as opposed to these other inyanim, we can have an argument that really that should be mutter. One of the reasons why we're knowing like that is because of the gzeira, a person might come to schita, so that would apply even to a shower as well. So, Marsha has an interesting shiva where he says the minig in America is not to. He says in Europe they actually were annoyed the kula, but Minig America, there's something called Minig America. Who started? He says he doesn't know who started, but he came already. That was the Minig America not to do it. The Minig America is not to do it. There's a beer loch over here, and that Maim Shukum Erev Shabbos. So they asked her, "Umit star, if a person's in a state of discomfort." Even though he's not become ill because of it, so maybe we're going to be matur rechitza for him. So Rav Kivager raises this argument that possibly there's a heter for a mitzdayer. So this is all talking about right now water which is heated from before Shabbos. The gzeira that they asked for water which is heated from before Shabbos, that you can't be roichitz in that, could be that's going to be mutter for a mitzdayer. Our boilers have a, you know, so if a person hasn't used hot water on Shabbos, so really before Shabbos the water was heated. The fact that it sort of like maintains all over Shabbos, that's called Maim Shukum Erev Shabbos. But let's say a person, you know, the three kids took their hot showers right before Shabbos, and the hot water is totally depleted, and it has to. So the boiler is heating this water on Shabbos, so that's considered Maim Shehukmu B'Shabbos. Right. Okay. Mishmur and Sifkat and Beis, Sif Beis, I'm sorry, Sifkat and Yud. There's some who say that if the area is enclosed, it has a roof on it, so now it's going to create a Zaya situation. Once it is, it has a roof and it nafish havlo, so the air becomes full of saturated with moisture. Also, the zeya ayinay rechitza, zeya also kill kamam sif yubeis. Zeya is also even by chamit. According to this opinion, even by chamit tiberia, zeya is also. So therefore, once it's, even though you're being rech, it's not being mezia, it's also. But there's an opinion which says mutal zeya lo also zeya al makam shorchitza asura lechem mutal rechitza fil makam amakura v'yesh ezvu chaldei azu. Okay. Gimel. So now this issue really is the next issue is it's a hatmana issue. So they came up with this great idea. The people in Tiberia, so the Chamei Tiberia are not, they don't, they're full of sulfur and other things, that you can't drink them. But they have other sources of water which were good, were motok, they were sweet, they were good waters. So they wanted to come up with a way they could have hot water, so they took a pipe, which from where the Mayim Yofim are, and they ran that water through the Chamei Tiberia inside the pipe, and then it came out at the other ends, and you had heated Mayim Yofim. So Reinfall. So Chazal said, no good.
What's
okay. Reinfall? It's a good idea. Amazamayim Shechama. So you have this flowing river which is heated water. It's also the Hamshik L'Secha. You cannot put through it, even if you do it before Shabbos, siloin, which is pure sinor, marzeh v'silon davrechadim, a pipe, shall sign in of cold water. And now the spout, the opening of this pipe, is on the other side of the ama. U'meimav nishpachin l'uka, which is a guma shemakarka, and the water flows out into some type of a depression in the ground, some type of a pit, which the water would flow into. So you're not allowed to do that. The issue is, the Gemara actually says it goes under hatmana, because while the water is in the pipe is equivalent of the food inside of the water inside the pipe is like the equivalent of food inside of a pot, and it's being surrounded by the hot water, which means it's like it's being insulated with something which actually adds heat to it. That's a double moist of hevel, and something which is moist of hevel is also to be matmid even from Erev Shabbos. So you can't do it.
What is like
the case we just said? Well, if the people did do it, asurim. So you cannot use this water, the water which was done. You cannot use, and I feel on my shlichus alom erev Shabbos. They're also brachita b'shtia kilhukum b'Shabbos. See, even the water which was heated from before Shabbos, which we that the same way we said before, you can't be roichitz. Even with my Mehukam Yerav Shabbos, they asked it over here as well, but they asked it over here, but not only in Rechitza, but even they asked it in Shtia, because we gave it a lacha as if it was heated on Shabbos, therefore you can't even use it for Rechitza's Panayat of Raghav. So since they set it up in a situation of Hatmana, so that the material which is Mutman, which over here is the water, becomes Asr. Now, if they did this, however, prior to Yom Tov, which resulted in an asar atman on Yom Tov, so Yom Tov hakham and shukman b'Yom Tov asur berachitza matar b'shtiya. We don't give it a lacha of mayim shukman b'erev Yom Tov, but we give it a lacha of mayim shukman b'Yom Tov. So there's an isur berachitza even putting on a meraglov. I'm sorry, there's an iser rechitza of kol gufay, and yomtiv, water is hit on yomtiv is mutzah to use the putting on a meraglov, not for kol gufay, and the mutzah b'shtiyah. Mr. Burr, Silen Shalzaina, it's this pipe of cold water. The water will now be heated from the heat of the hot water of the Amasamayim. Also, Mishum, the Habi Kimatman, the Dabar Mesef Hevel, those are Philomi Bajan, Koshakosub, the Simmeration of Zion Sifal. So Chazal asked Hatmona in something which adds heat, even if you do that mona prior to Shabbos. So this water, which is heated, is a must of Hevel. Okay. So it's also to do with. And the pipe is coming out into this pit. He puts the cold, good tasting water through this pipe, which is surrounded totally with the hot water. The two waters don't mix because it's inside of the pipe, which is totally enclosed. So he keeps his good water separate from the hot water. So that's what's awesome. But if they mix together, that's not hatmonah. There's no aver being done over here, so they didn't answer it. As long as you set it up for before Shabbos. So if you did it on Shabbos, it's aser. If you did it before Shabbos, that water can be used. I guess you're going to have to say that because it goes into the Heter of Chametzeria.
Or you're not doing Kokufa. Is that an option?
Okay.
So we're assuming this water is heated to Yatzel Ledes? And is that why we're saying you can't do it on Shabbos?
I think so, yeah. Or it could be, at least, or since it has if it has the potential to get heated, the yatzah lettuce would be problematic. So, if he did do it, the water which went there is going to be aser brechitza b'shtila. Is it shtia? I feel if it was hukum b'shabbos. Even the water which came from before Shabbos is also.
It was huchmu from before Shabbos.
Yeah. Afilu hamayim. Umarish is sosam piyasilin shunuch min bayoyim min ismala betzaranim. Min ishur munach mutman adyem ha-shabbos. Shos person pi moitzo vishish b'chu meima v'l'uka shabakarka. So I know that this is water which is heated from before Shabbos. How do I know that? I mean, it's flowing. So they what they had done was that the end, which spills out into this uka, they had covered it, so that held all of the water in place. They did it before Shabbos, so all the water, whatever place where the water is flowing from, it's not coming in because all that water is already in there. Then on Shabbos, you open it up and that water comes out. So that's water which is hidden from before Shabbos. Even though they weren't heated on Shabbos, but they were mutman on Shabbos, because the hatmana is the problem. So we judge it was hukum b'Shabbos and the difference aser for achitza and shtia. So then you can't even use it for your hands. But a Yom Tov is a certain rechitza over there. It means Rotam Rav Kalgufa. Aval Yadav Mutter Kamashikasu Simin Tovkav Yadav Sepes. Water is heated on Yom Tov is mutter to use to wash your hands. So this is not worse than that. And you can use it for that purpose. Take a look at the
water though is heated before Shabbos.
Take a look at the Bir Halacha. I feel like Ma'am should listen to the Mayor of Shabbos. So I'm Rishi Bura Masha Kasavti B'Shem Beis Meir. The Beis Meir says the case we just said that he had stopped up the end where the water comes out of. So therefore the pipe had filled before Shabbos and it had been heated before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you're opening up the pipe and letting that water out. If it was not closed, so it's just having water flowing through it. And also came Masha Boyim Derech Hasilin B'Shabbos. There, the water which was heated before Shabbos, like, so there's an issur of hatmana. You're setting up the hatmana for Shabbos. Meanwhile, the water which went through before Shabbos is not part of that issur. So the water which is in that situation, if I would have taken the water which had been heated before Shabbos and made it separate somewhere else, that water is mutter. Only the water which is heated on Shabbos would be problematic if it's flowing. And he started to go on Bezeya Shistapik. I'm not even sure about that. That way, the Mayim Shubo, La Silan, Take of Be'ez Anachosai, Karahoko, Benishbechul, Uka, Karim Shabbos. The water which was in the pipe when he set it up already went through and came out. So that's the water that he was matin. Mashin Boyin Loy Acher Kach, Beshabbos, Efshad, the Ain Shayach Aleim Shemat Mono, the Rei Huloy Hit Mino. The male of Boyin Me'atzim La Silan, they come on their own. So that's not called an act of hatmana on his part, vis-a-vis the new water. So if the issue over here is because of this, or of shtia, is because there was mutman, he wasn't matman it. The water he was matman is gone. The Afshal said, "Diktuku hatoyis is because of the sealant mukav mikolta." And that's what Tosis says. That the case of the sealant was closed at both all sides. It means it's fully surrounded top and bottom, and the ends are closed as well. So whatever water is in there is staying mutman. You're matman that water, and that's already a problem. That water will be usher even for shtiyah. Okay, let's hold it here.